morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the grains for Ag Daily. Today is Monday, October 2nd. Currently, we've got the grains starting the week off with corn lower, beans a dime lower, and wheat 7 lower. Harvest pressure over the weekend. In addition, the dollar is very strong, up 56 ticks. Crude oil is down $1.42 a barrel, so that's all weighing on the beans here. We had another good sale here to start the week, over 500,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, 132 beans to China. I expect that demand to stay pretty robust here. We'll get the harvest ratings tonight. I think we've done a pretty good job of catching up here over the last week. I think last week and this week will be the two biggest harvest weekends out there. But I'm a little surprised the beans are this weak out here. I thought we'd open lower and then bounce it. We haven't been able to see much of a bounce here today, but maybe a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. It's the first day of the month for the quarter. Funds are still heavily short corn, still heavily short wheat. That's a bit of a problem, I think, for the shorts in here. I mean, we're in the brunt of harvest, and the market really hasn't broke too much. Weather around the Midwest, we're getting pretty good showers in the west. It's delaying harvest a little bit out there, but we're still very dry in the east, and harvest continues at a pretty good clip out here. I think this week we're going to try to, you know, take a closer look at these stocks numbers that were friendly on corn and beans. I thought they'd be a little bit friendly on the beans and not so much on the corn, but they were friendly for both. But again, we're lower here today, so it kind of offsets some of the friendliness of that report. Obviously, if we could close beans over 980 in November, if we could close corn over 360, that would all be very helpful out here. Minneapolis wheat takes another hit. We're down 16 cents here today. That's dragged Chicago and Kansas City down as much because of the report on Friday and the strength in the dollar here today. So it looks like we're going to start off the week with a bearish tone. I think the impetus will be that we'll see hedging and farmer activity all weekend. The question is, will the funds want to buy the corn on the breaks? I think they will. The beans, I think they should be relatively strong on their own. And once we get rid of some of this harvest pressure, I think the beans can move higher. That's it. Have a good week.